For Stefan Lipniak, his blissful youth and happiness came to an end at the tender age of 17. He was arrested by the Gestapo on the night of the 26th of June 1941. He and many other people fell victim to the organization of a high-ranking SS officer, Albrecht Schmelt, who had come up with the idea of deporting thousands of young Polish and Jewish people to forced labor camps in Upper Silesia. The Germans carried out massive construction works, and they needed countless numbers of strong and fit men. However, their design was also to destroy the Polish nation through slave labor, says Stefan Lipniak, who was one of many builders on the motorway in the vicinity of Gliwice. The inmates would work from 14 to 16 hours a day. Despite the grueling workload, they received only one meal a day. A good night's sleep brought little to no relief, as the camp was literally rife with bugs and lice. The conditions were frightful. We had primitive bunk beds and straw mattresses, a perfect place for the lice to breed. Lice, bed bugs, fleas, you name it. You just couldn't get a good night's sleep. Those bugs would bite you like hell. And so we would lie on the benches or on the floor, and we would wrap ourselves in blankets to prevent the bugs from biting us. And we looked as if we had been severely beaten, because we were covered all over with sores and blood. Stefan Lipniak was detained in Klein Mangersdorf for a year. He subsequently went to Radwitz and Markstadt and ended up in Auschwitz III in 1944. He was transferred to Auschwitz-Monowitz to work for the German holding IG Farben, which relied heavily on forced labor. At Auschwitz III, Stefan Lipniak faced the same conditions as the others: cramped spaces, starvation, violence, and death. Three or four people in my team died every day. They were immediately replaced with new ones, explains Stefan Lipniak. According to the estimates provided by the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum, about 10,000 people working for IG Farben alone died in Auschwitz. With the end of World War II, Stefan Lipniak decided to focus on his lifelong passion, football. He had worked as a referee in the Małopolska regional divisions for over 20 years. Despite his age, he still has an extremely detailed memory of the atrocities. Whenever he hears the words "Polish camps," his voice cracks with emotion. "It's just terrible to say that these were Polish camps. It's disgraceful and unacceptable. The camps just cannot go down in history as Polish," he says.